Ramayana, Act 3, Chapter 14, Sita's Ordeal. Scene 2. Conversation between Hanuman and Sita. When the ceremony was complete, Ram asked Hanuman to go quickly to Sita. His heart was aching to see her once again. Thus he spoke to Hanuman. "Please inform the princess of the good news. I long to see her. Tell her to make herself ready so that very soon I may meet with her." Hanuman at once left for the gardens. As he made his way through Lanka, he was honored by the Rakshasas, who folded their palms as he passed by. Quickly reaching the Ashoka Grove, he saw Sita still lying at the foot of the Singshapa tree. She was unaware of Ram's victory and appeared mournful. But upon seeing Hanuman, she quickly stood up in hope. "Surely the monkey must be bearing good news." The princess listened expectantly as Hanuman told her all that had happened. "O godly lady, your glorious husband has come out victorious. The demon Ravana is no more, and the virtuous Vibhishan is now the ruler of Lanka. Dear mother, your woes are ended. Please prepare yourself to see your Lord Ram." Sita was stunned with joy. She could not make any reply and simply stood for some time gazing at Hanuman with tears flowing from her eyes. At last she spoke in a choked voice. "O good monkey, I cannot think of anything to offer you in return for this wonderful news. Not gold nor silver, neither gems, nor even the sovereignty of all the worlds is equal in value to this message." Hanuman replied that simply hearing her joyful reply was itself more valuable than any gift, and having seen Ram emerge victorious and happy, Hanuman desired nothing more. Sita praised Hanuman again and again as the monkey stood with his head bowed and palms joined together. When the princess stopped speaking, Hanuman said, "If you permit me, I shall punish these wicked Rakshasis who have made your life so miserable. I would like to give them a good thrashing. Surely they deserve death for their evil conduct against you, O Divine Lady." For some moments, Sita pondered. She looked at the Rakshasis, who were sitting at a distance, no longer concerned with her now that Ravana was dead. Turning to Hanuman, Sita said, "These Rakshasis were simply carrying out Ravana's order. No blame should be attached to them. Furthermore, any suffering I felt was surely the result of my own past misdeeds, for such is the universal law. Indeed, there is an ancient maxim which is always the code of the virtuous. A righteous man does not consider the offenses of others, and at all costs always observes the vow of not returning evil for evil. For the virtuous consider good conduct their ornament. Sita said that compassion should always be shown toward sinners, for no one was ever to be found who was free of sin. Admonished in this way, Hanuman bowed to her and made no argument. Sita had spoken well, quite in accord with her noble character. After reflecting on her words for some moments, Hanuman then asked her, "I wish to return now to Ram. Please give me a message for him." Sita replied that she only wished to see him. Hanuman assured her that she would very soon see Ram. Bowing once again, he left and made his way back to Vibhishan's palace, where Ram was waiting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.